If you've ever gotten tired of sound recordings, you might now. Either way, I have a Windows 7 desktop here that I am working on selling. And last time I tried to record this, I did not use a dead cat. So, the windscreen thing. The big furry troll hair one. So here we go. First of all, I'll go over the specs. It's a Corsair 200R computer case. It's a standard like ATX mid-tower kind of just like, you know, office machine. Not anything crazy, but like somewhat good ventilation. All the stuff is from about 2013, except the GPU, which is like 2016. It's got a CX500 or 550, I can't remember, power supply. Also from Corsair, 120 mil fan, active all the time sort of thing. It has an AMD FX8320, which is an 8-core, 3.5 GHz AMD chip. 125-watt TDP, which is, you know, Intel's hitting better numbers at the time with like 87 watts. It has 8 gigs of RAM over 4 sticks. G-Skill, I believe it's 1333, it might be 1600, but I can't remember. It's DDR3. It's got a 1 TB Western Digital black hard drive that I pulled from an iMac. And it has a Corsair H60. That's a 120mm liquid all-in-one cooler thing. Except it's lost most of its fluid, but, you know, whatever. It still sort of cools it. You know. And so I have a fan in the front. The front is pretty much just straight plastic. It has strips on the sides. You have 3 5¼-inch bays near the top. Then there's left to right 2 USBs, headphone, microphone, reset, power. And on the back, you actually get 2 PS2 ports. You get some weird audio jack, like a component, I guess. You get SPDIF, which is like the optical audio, and then Ethernet and 2 USB 2s going below. Then you have, I believe that's 2 or 3 more. That might be USB 3 and eSATA, then a couple more USB. Then you have 6 audio channels. And then in the second to third PCIe slots is your RX 480. It's the XFX version with the clip-in fans, which is kind of cool. You have, that looks like 3 display ports and 1 HDMI, and then on the second slot of it, it has a DVI. Other slots are empty, and at the very bottom is the power supply, of course. Hard drives are in the front, mounted with the platters towards the left. It's a 4, 3.5, 4, 2.5. The 2.5s are mounted with the fronts facing the fan, and the 3.5s are mounted with the right side facing the front fan. But the front fan is above, so I should have just said front. Either way, enough blibber blabber. Let's just hope that now that I have this ridiculous troll hair on my computer. On my recorder, because there's a fan on the side. It was on the top, but it made a horrible racket, so I just put it as exhaust on the side, because an intake, it made some horrible turbulence. I will be quiet, and yeah, here we go. Or not? And that's Windows booted. I do have a keyboard hooked up, but I'm not gonna turn on narrator or anything. I won't turn on narrator or anything, only because I'm gonna sell it, and it's been a little finicky about narrator. It's like when you turn it on, it don't want to turn off, and when you turn it off, it don't want to turn back on. Normally, this computer is a lot louder. but I actually went in and did some fan control. It's very basic fan control. Like, you have a level, like, you have a low, and you have a high. And your high is just full blast. So, I'm going to say that fan, I'm going to listen to the case really quick. I can't really hear anyone. It's probably somewhere around, I don't even know, 1200. That Western Digital hard drive is one of the best sounding hard drives ever. It's very clicky. Normally there's a lot more bearing noise, and it's still loud, but it's a lot of whooshing air, if you will. Here, I will take you around the front. So these front and side fans, I believe they spin in the neighborhood of somewhere around 1500. Or like 1300, 1500. Here's a front fan. You're able to hear it. Here's the former back fan, the liquid coolers in the back, because it wouldn't fit on the top. I'm gonna bring you here to the top, even though there's nothing there. Get you right over the fan bearing. Here's the back. Here's the graphics card. You won't hear much of anything because it is dead silent because the fans are passive. Here's the power supply though. Just to satisfy you guys, I'm gonna hit a key and we're gonna hear this sound. Ain't that glorious? I will unplug and plug back in my keyboard dongle. Unplug did not make it. Now it did when I was talking. Gotta do it all over again. Shit. Oh. As it goes, I drop it. Here. Fell like it because my desk is in a corner. Alright. Let's do it again. And hopefully not drop it. Takes 3 attempts to plug in a USB. And unplug. Gosh, why does that take so long? The optical drive does not work. It, like, doesn't spin. But I will show you the tray. I got you in front of the tray, like, right above it. Here we go. There's a CD in there, I believe. So we'll take it out. Do the old put it around the finger trick. I think this might be a light scrub. I can't tell. We're going to push the button and it will go back in. Okay. And we're gonna open it again. Grab the CD. Put it in. Push the button. So there is a difference. You can hear the motor trying, but like either the control circuitry is just failed or something. Oh, there goes the air conditioner. I'm gonna open the case. And I'm gonna stick to the hard drive bay. On top of the hard drive. Now I'm gonna run a command. Maybe. Maybe not. CMD. I know how to use a computer, don't I? I don't need no command, it's doing it on its own. guys, I'm holding guys like to the side of it. Heads are on the right side. You are going to be on the left side, and the heads are going to be on the right. The platter is going to be on the left, and you're probably going to get some fans. And the power supply is technically in front of the recorder, because I'll be holding it upside down to get closer footage. And yeah, enjoy the noise fest again. Just for a bit of fun, I believe all these 120s are 7 blades. I'm gonna touch it just with the tip of my finger, and I know there's a way to tell RPMs by fan blade and motor hum, because I've done it, but I'm kind of lazy. So you guys with your weird, you know, with your wave monitors and stuff, get a sample of this. So that's about what we're doing. All right, I'm gonna use my nail. Okay, well, I lied. That's about 1500 RPM, I can just tell. I'm gonna get you on the intake side so you can get some noise. Oh, it's getting fluffy. That's a windscreen. Whoops. Putting side panel back on. Ooh, get back on there correctly. I'll show you. Might as well show you what it sounds like from other parts of my room. So I am probably about a little under or over. Yeah, probably about 2 meters away now. I'm gonna face it somewhat. See, like, you can tell it's like a very nice faint, like, not very faint, but very nice, like a, you know, like a fan on low, or like, I don't know, a refrigerator or something. I'm gonna go to the other corner of the room where my bed is. This room is probably about 3 meters by 3.5, or like 9 by like 10 by 12 or something feet. But I'm dead in the corner. You also got some of my air conditioning here. I'll show you. Since I have the wind filter on, here's the air conditioner. Which is about a meter from like one way and about a quarter of a meter from the other. I don't know why I'm using metric. 3 feet, whatever. I just use metric in general. I'm kind of weird. I'm a geek, but you guys know. You know what? I think it's time we turn it off. It's like an engine. You got to give it an Italian. Well, I can't really give it an Italian tune-up because I don't want to do it. I'm guessing the idle draw is about 30 to 50 watts. There's like no heat coming out of the back of the liquid cooler, but it's running cool. And it's not really doing anything because it's a very high performance Windows 7 era desktop. I'm going to have you guys face the fan is to your left, the side fan. I got to shave this windscreen. It's growing. Guys are in front of the heart. Well, I'm gonna put you on top of it so you can get that bearing noise near the front on the optical drive. All right, now I'm gonna shut it off. And it really sucks because the Windows X menu apparently just does not exist in Windows 7. Also, one thing I like about 7 is the sound schemes. So I just hit Windows D, I'm gonna hit Alt F4, and then I'm gonna hit Enter, and it's gonna tower off, power off. Just like so. Alt F4, Enter. That hard drive does not go, because a lot of hard drives do that, because I'm guessing like the head, I don't know exactly. I am a bit of a nerd of hard drives, but not like Binary Blade or anything, because he can tell the exact reason it goes, but I cannot. And for an added bonus, hello, me, not a windscreen. Listen to how sensitive these mics are. If I just do that, that's wind distortion. And oh God, here comes the air conditioner. Enough of that. There's a battery here. Yeah, because I was testing batteries, because this thing also eats batteries very quickly. I need to get some rechargeables. Oh, the Olympus LS14. A great marvel of maybe engineering. But I think the LSP4 is slightly better, except the LS14 has better mics. It's kind of convoluted. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed seeing this desktop, hearing, seeing, experiencing, however you plan to, just whatever. I hope you enjoyed this composition. I don't know. Now I'm just making stuff up. It's not even that I'm not trying to offend people. I don't care about, like, blind people see stuff by hearing it. It's just, I don't know. But, see ya.